Mickey.
Married at First Sight, the first commitment ceremony last night.
Oh, yeah.
It just went next level, guys.
Yeah, it did.
And Tamara and Brent are on the show this morning. Last night, I got the impression, it'd be great to get their thoughts in a sec, that Brent felt a little bit blindsided, a little bit stabbed in the back because he thought he was making good effort. They were really progressing with the relationship. There's been a little bit of murky ground. I remember we spoke to Tamara last week when she was like, I won't date anyone with an ugly car or a poor job. And then it turned into this watered down, well, I don't want to actually have to look after anyone. I just worded it wrong.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure Brent's got an okay job. He's got a decent car. So why did this happen?
I need to ask you a very important question. Is he enough for you?
What do you mean?
Is he good enough for you?
I don't know in what ways you're referring
to. Well, do you think that he can measure up and be an equal and a partner in a romantic relationship?
I don't know yet. I don't know enough.
Tamara, your man thinks he's not good enough for you. So one way you can change that is by praising him a lot. Do you think you can do that?
Yes, but yeah. I do that.
Well, clearly not enough.
Oh, well, I can praise Brent a little bit. Praise Brent! Oh, praise Brent! Plenty of praise coming from me, Brent.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Oh, ooh, one's up and about. One's colder than a polar bear's foot.
Ooh, hey. Now,
first things first, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. All callers get Cadbury roses today on the show, so enjoy sharing those.
Oh, excellent. Yes, I forgot about that.
Hear the love in the air. Now, last night's commitment ceremony, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe tomorrow you can answer this one, that it might be the first time you guys get an idea of how you're being cut up and portrayed and edited on the show, because it's clear that there's a winner and a loser in each conflicted relationship so far. And then obviously the John and Daddy John and the Alessandra and Mel, they are going quite hard at one of you. So I guess it wouldn't take too much to be like, oh God, okay, I can see how this narrative's getting written out. Is that the first time that you sort of realise, oh God, maybe I'm not coming across so well
as you
in the producer's eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I suppose so. I think I went into that commitment ceremony feeling pretty positive. And obviously you see like a short period of how long the commitment ceremony goes for. But it is hard and it is definitely confronting. I said, like, you know, Brent and I both spoke about being positive before we went in there. And then when you ask some hard questions, it's a bit like, oh, okay, maybe it's not so easy.
Yeah.
It's tough too, because as a fly on the wall watching the experiment, this feels like the marriage counselling everyone should probably have, but a lot of people either don't have the time to or the balls to be honest, to really go, this is where this relationship is at and where it's heading. This experiment forces you to have all of those conversations.
Mm, yeah, it's a big sped up process, isn't it?
It sure does, yeah.
And
for sure.
Well, this is going great. Brent, I'd imagine that hospitality manager is a pretty cool job. I mean, I don't see why Tamara doesn't understand that that's pretty cool, because she'd get like all the free food in the world. Like if it's a decent restaurant, it's like you can wine and dine pretty good. Like I'd imagine materialistic people would probably love that from a partner's occupation.
There are so many pros.
Yeah, there really are so many pros.
There are so many pros.
Did you mean it? Did it go how you thought that actual filming night went last night? You felt disappointed. You felt like, oh, what? I thought I was doing all the right things. I thought we'd move past all this, the dream car and the dream job sort of thing. And you felt a bit blindsided and a bit hurt?
Look, at the time I did. Yeah, look, I definitely did at the time. I know we were making a lot of progress at that exact time too. I think it's just, it is really tough, like, as Tamara said, to kind of think you're doing better, and then you get asked questions, you're not sure how to answer them, and then you get a little bit, a bit run down, and then get your feelings hurt, and then you're trying to, it is confronting, you're trying to take all of it in and wonder, you know, where you really stand. Mm. So it's not an easy process at all.
Yeah.
And then you've got to try and, you know, get yourself back up and keep going. Yeah, definitely hard.
Well, Tamara, look on the bright side at the moment. Look at the positives. You're not Celine. so that's a positive. But I'd imagine that these are the opportunities, I'd imagine, that you get to set the record straight and say version of the story. So at the moment, you know, a lot of the country's going, oh, God, she's a bit of a nasty piece of work. I mean, what would be the right of reply to what went down last night and what you saw for the people that are probably more on Brent's side at the moment?
Well, I answered the question honestly. Mm. I mean, I don't know this person that well yet. So I have, like I've spoken to you guys before, I have been lied to, like I should pretend they're somebody that they're not. And I'm just a little bit apprehensive. I'm not someone that's just going to say, I'm in love with you and you're perfect for me straight away. It's not about me being too good or Brent not being good enough. It's not that. For me, it's the whole just not sure if he's the right person for me right now. I don't know enough is what I said. I don't know enough about him.
Yeah. And we don't really know you. Yeah, we don't really know you guys apart from what is being portrayed on the TV, and we all have our own narrative that, like, we want you guys to fall in love and get married and for everything to be perfect.
I want Brent to find someone better at the moment. That's how I feel, like, just judging what I've seen on the show. Well, that's all. I'm not saying that's the real life, but that's how I'm feeling on the show. Sure. I have to be honest, guys.
We've all got feelings about this.
Yeah, can't sugarcoat it. Have we looked into maybe a sugar daddy sort of arrangement? because successful men, seems like saying tomorrow, it's a number one thing for tomorrow. I mean, it's not just a get this for this.
Yeah.
Sugar daddy websites and that kind of thing attract successful men. Have you ever done something like that, Tamara?
No, I'm actually quite offended by that. It's definitely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't want to look after somebody again.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened to me in the past. I want somebody who meets me the same aspirations that I'm going in life. I'm happy to look after myself. I don't need a sugar daddy to look after me. Yeah.
No, well, I'm not talking about money, because what you are saying is that you want someone who's successful and who is independent, and the way that it was being portrayed is that you don't want someone with an ugly car and a lot of money. Those things don't run parallel. You can be actually quite poor and very independent, and someone who is still very caring and fends for themselves. And you can also be incredibly rich and still take advantage of someone else and rely on someone else. So I'm not talking about that. It's a way to meet very successful people. Shut up, Siri. This is not the time for this kind of thing. Just talking about successful things that's something of a value system. Sorry that you're offended by that. But guys, we are loving chatting to you on the show. We're hoping things will turn around, and we're hoping it'll all come out in the wash. But
well, that's it. We're hooked in.
At the moment, it's drama.
We're hooked into the narrative, and we don't know how it's going to... You are the only two people and the producers who know how this experiment turned out for you, and we're heavily invested. And I do deep down, like, I think everybody does really go on this show for a result. Whether that's love or not, that's not up to me to decide, but I'm invested in this storyline and how this plays out. So fingers crossed you end up getting what you want out of the experiment.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We look forward to chatting to you guys again. Good on you, Brent. Good on you, Tamara. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. But you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Maz and Lakey.